gone to two or three locations and repaired those, and then they got to this particular line, which is about a mile long, and one of them started with one truck on one end and another truck on the other end, and each one of them found a tree down on the line. So they communicated, and they decided they would start on the end where Jamie had found the tree, and it was next to the circuit breaker that fed that mile of line. And it was up on a bank, and it's muddy, and they couldn't get a bucket truck to that pole. So he chose to put on his lineman gear and climb up the pole. Right beside of the pole was a tree that had broken the conductors from the pole down to the ground, and the tree was actually laying on the conductors. Because of that, that made Jamie believe that those conductors were de-energized and grounded to the earth. Because they were laying on the earth, it was wet, and the tree was down on top of it. So he climbed up the pole to repair the lines once his partner, Ricky Tapp, got the wires from under the tree and fed them above the tree so they could pull the wires up and splice them in. And while Ricky was actually kind of stooping over and going under a part of the tree to pull the wires out, he heard a loud noise, and it sounds kind of like a gun going off. And so he turned immediately and looked at the pole where he knew Jamie had climbed up, and he saw that Jamie had his lineman belt on and his safety strap around the pole, but his body was laying limp away from the pole and the conductors.